This man prayed for Arafat and his leaders, and Arafat and 60 members of his cabinet were physically healed on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Life after death experiences and angelic communications are on the increase. Terminally ill patients whom doctors have given no hope are unexplainably cured. People are being mysteriously protected from natural disasters. Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, examines this invisible world on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. My guest, Dave Duell, met with a man that has been in the news, Arafat, in a way different than any news reporter has written it. Now, Dave, how in the world did you have a private meeting with Arafat?
I was all God, Sid. I have a good friend in Denver, and he drilled some oil wells over there in Israel, and he became acquainted with different people, met the mayor of Bethlehem, and told him about a plan that God had given him for different things for Israel and the Palestinians. And before long, he was invited by Arafat, and this man was looking for a couple men to go with him, and God laid on his heart that I should go with him. And so I got to go with he and his son, and we ended up in Tunis, Tunisia.
How did you even say, can I pray for you? I mean, I just don't picture that, Dave.
We were talking about different things and politics and all this, and pretty soon my friend said, tell the chairman what you do. And I knew this was my opportunity. And I stood right up in front of him and talked to him about what I've seen in my life, what I've seen God do in miracles and casting devils out of people.
All right, tell me the greatest, we'll pick up right here, but tell me the greatest miracle you have seen with your own eyes.
Oh, I was in England, Sid, and I was doing just ministering, and they brought up a healing line there, and here come this woman in a wheelchair, and her head was about this big, swollen. Her eyes were swollen shut. Her nose was about like my fist. Big lips. She couldn't talk. And the reason, she had this big upside-down tumor sticking on her head with hair sticking out of it.
What a horrible,
horrible-looking thing. And man, you just wanted to grab it and shake it. And, man, I prayed for it.
I don't know. I don't know that I'd want to even touch it.
Oh, I just hated the thing. And, man, I just did everything I could, prayed over it and commanded that thing to leave and didn't see anything, so I went to the next person. And I looked back, and it was shaking, Sid. It was just like it was in a vibrator. And I told the people, take a look. Look at this. Look at this. And in 2 minutes' time, that thing disappeared. Disappeared in front of our eyes, and it was just like pulling a mask off of this woman's face. As a healing power came down her head came normal. And her eyes opened up, and her nose came normal. Her lips came normal. Her neck went down. And we're all amazed. And she walked out of the wheelchair going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You told stories like this to the PLO. I mean, these people are... this just isn't your Sunday afternoon social that you're having there.
And as I was talking to him, that just the anointing of the Holy Spirit came in the room. And... they didn't say who they believed in or whatever. They went, God.
Really?
God is here. And I told Arafat, I said, how'd you like to see my Jesus heal all your men?
What'd he say?
He said, I think that'd be a good idea. I said, follow me. Man, I became like commander-in-chief in his office. And I just walked around and looked at these 12 key PLO leaders. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me what was the problem. So I told about a guy about a back problem, and I said, your right leg's about that short. And I said, now watch this, Arafat.
Stop. What did the thought cross your mind if when you said, watch this, Arafat, it didn't happen?
No.
No.
I know my Jesus, praise God, and it was a divine assignment. And I've prayed for so many people.
Wait, all right. You say, watch this. This was to Arafat?
This was not on Arafat.
No, I know.
Key
but,
guys.
But was Arafat watching?
Oh, yes. And he got right down there.
All right, tell me what was wrong with this key guy.
His leg was about an inch short.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now watch this. And the Holy Spirit lengthened his leg like that. And I said, perfect. And Arafat goes, perfect. And went to the next guy. And the guy goes, I'm healed. I'm healed. My back's healed. And he bent up and over, and we went to the next man.
Wait. I want to go back to the thing that Arafat was watching. In other words, someone extended their legs, and there was like a difference in their heels.
That's just like that.
Is there a difference in my heels, by the way?
Yeah, would you like to?
I would like you to pray.
Okay, let's sit you straight. Now watch, camera. You see this leg right here? I don't know if you can focus in on right there. That's an inch short.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference.
I just wanted to see.
Okay, you see that right there?
It's about a heel difference.
Okay, now watch this come. Here comes the power, Sid. See that thing lengthen? Praise God. God just lengthened your leg right there. Did you see that, girl?
Now, I want everyone to know this is not a trick. This was not pre-planned. You did this. Arafat's watching.
Yeah. Do you want to see a replay of this?
No, I don't know.
Look at that replay. The Holy Ghost just put it back just like it was a minute ago. Now watch it grow again. Boy, if TV can do it, Jesus can do it. Do you see that thing grow?
That is amazing. Well, I want to, Dave, all right, Arafat was as amazed as everyone watching us right now. What happened?
Oh, he said, perfect. So I went to the next man, and he had Coke bottle glasses. So they're real thick. Mm-hmm. I said, take your glasses off. He took his glasses off. I just blew in his eyes. I went, poof. I said, now read. He could read perfect. He was instantly healed. The man, this big, strong man, started crying like a baby.
Now, these are the Palestinian leaders.
That's exactly right. It's the top of the line.
These are suicide bomb people,
everything. They were all around there. And that guy started crying like a baby. And I went to the next guy, and Jesus healed him, the next guy. And I said, okay, now, Chairman, it's your turn. You got a bad back problem right here. And your right leg's that short.
Now, this is Arafat.
Yes, and I'm telling him this.
How did you know his leg was short?
It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God's put in my life years ago when God gave me that power of the Holy Ghost. And so I said, okay, Mr. Chairman, you sit in a chair, and just like we saw your leg lengthen there, it lengthened. I said, okay, your back's healed. And he checked. He said, he leaped out of the chair, and he said, I'm healed. And, man, everybody jumped. You know, when the boss jumps, everybody jumps. There was a knock at the door, and that's when all these men started parading up there. And I said, in my life, I don't know why Jesus did this, but I believe every person was healed we laid hands on.
Now, Arafat invited you back, is that right?
Oh, he was so excited. He put us on first class back. He said, please come back. As soon as you can, please come back. So we came back 2 months later. And he introduced us to all the key PLO leaders.
Listen, I want to find out. I want to know how these miracles worked with me, worked with Arafat. I want to understand this next when we come back on It's Supernatural.
We will return to It's Supernatural right after this.
Hello, Sid Roth here, speaking to Dave Duell. Amazing. This man found himself in front of Arafat, and all of his big shots prayed. Arafat saw miracles and invited Dave Duell back. What happened when he came back?
Oh, he introduced us to all his key PLO leaders again. And he just said, he was so excited. He said, we're so happy to have these men back with us. The men who love us and the men who know their God. Man, that sounded like, I was just like it came right out of the Bible. Man, I tell you, it was so exciting. And he opened up all these offices to us. Everywhere we went, we had miracle services. There wasn't one office closed to us.
Out of curiosity, between the two of us, did Arafat or any of his chief lieutenants make Jesus their Messiah?
Yes. It was wonderful. One of the key men, I mean, one of the men that was used in a lot of this stuff, his wife had a bad chest problem, couldn't find out the problem, what the answer was for years. And he said, would you please come to my house and pray for my wife? I said, oh, it's going to be a wonderful thing. And we went there and visited a little bit. And all I did, Sid, was just blew on her. Released the power of the Holy Ghost. She said, it's gone. It's gone. Both of them started crying. And we introduced them to Jesus through the blood covenant. Both of them received Jesus.
I'm curious. How did this power happen? Did it just happen one day? How do you move in this kind of power?
I grew up on a farm and a ranch. I knew Jesus when I was a little boy, but I never had the power. And I went through life saying, where's the power? Where's the power? Got to have the power. And the Bible says when you get hungry, you're going to find. When you seek, you're going to find. When you knock, the door will be open to you. So God's put a man into my life, told me about these things. I was introduced to this power of the Holy Spirit at a businessmen's meeting. And I received that infilling of the Holy Spirit. My life changed instantly. The Bible came alive to me. I started praying for my sick cows and horses. God started healing my sick cows
serious?
And horses.
Serious?
Oh, serious. I started practicing on them. And like I said, you know, my reputation began to go throughout the land. One cow told another cow, one horse told another horse. And pretty soon, I got speaking engagements
now,
all
wait,
over.
Wait. He's just kidding. I want you to know. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you did pray for the animals and they got
They got healed. Yes. And that's I saw God's power there. And then God put me in a supernatural situation up in Canada. My first miracle service where I was scared to death. I couldn't preach. It was terrible according to me. And I saw a woman healed of multiple sclerosis that was blind, on crutches, her blind eyes open, crutches fell. She went running in front of the crowd. That's my first miracle I saw in humans.
Now, I've heard of a famous, world-renowned evangelist. I believe his name is Robert Tom.
Yes.
And he had an amazing thing happen in reference to you.
Yeah, he was a prophet from South Africa. And I read his book, New Wine is Better.
Yeah, I've read about him too. This man really moved in the power of God.
He's powerful. Little did I know that I'd ever meet this man. And God gave him a vision in a Denny's in Oklahoma City to go to our town. And through supernatural connections, it was done immediately. And I got the privilege of picking him up. I traveled with this man.
Did he come to your town to see you specifically?
Yes.
Or
the Holy Ghost told him that. To go immediately to this town. And I got to pick him up and traveled with him for a week. And that's how my ministry started. He said, stand next to me. He said, the gifts I got, you'll get. He said,
so the gifts are, if I can use a medical expression, are contagious.
They are. You become who you hang around with.
I'm going to hang around you.
It's not more, it's not taught, it's caught.
Did he pray for you to have these gifts?
Yes, he did pray over me in a little city out in eastern Colorado, and I was under the power of the Holy Spirit, laying on a floor. He prophesied over me for about 20 minutes. Things said that he prophesied to me 20 years ago are now coming to pass in my life. At this very moment.
You know, one of the first times that I met you, Dave, you prayed for me. And I talk about this all over because it was the most amazing thing. You prayed the way this man prayed for you. You came towards me. I don't know that you even touched me. I doubt if you even touched me. And I felt like a karate chop go in the back of my knee like this and like this. And, you know, you can't stand. If you're standing and something
right.
hits you there. Now, when I fell over, I got up. My son-in-law was in the front row. I walked up to my son-in-law. Now, this is the MS. This is the truth. I walked to my son-in-law and I said, who hit me?
That's right.
Now, I knew that it was God, but yet, I mean, who hit me? You answer me. Who hit me? My son-in-law said no one was behind
That's
me. Who
exactly
hit me?
Exactly right. It was
who
either an
me?
Angel or whatever, but it was so supernatural. That's what happens, you see. Most of this you don't learn in seminaries. I call it Burning Bush University. Man, where the Holy Spirit teaches you. He has taught me over all these years. He's given me a chop where I was going to pray for this lady one night. And God opened up my eyes, and there's a supernatural realm out here. Even Arafat knew that. I told him that. He said, yes, there is. And God opened my eyes, and I saw 8 hoses coming out of the sky like water hoses into this woman's back. It amazed me. I said, what is that?
What was going on?
And the Lord said, those are curses of the generations on this woman. Oppressions, depressions, sicknesses. I said, God, what do you want me to do about that? He said, take your arm like a sword and cut them off. And I was still seeing in the spirit, but my arm turned into a sword and had fire running around it. That was a weapon God gave to me, a gift of the Holy Spirit. And I told that woman what I saw, and she said, chop, brother, chop. And so when I chopped it, I saw all those hoses, and she was instantly free, healed. I never seen so much power released. She about killed 2 ushers. She banged into them. All 3 of them flipped. And I've used that all over the world. And I see people that are oppressed just by cutting over their head. I know this sounds so funny and stupid, but I can get people set free just
from
like that.
Depression?
Depression, sicknesses, any kind of things right in front of your eyes.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can we do this to those that are watching on television or watching this video when we come back in a moment?
We sure can.
And will people be healed?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But let me ask you a question before we do that. How do you hear God's voice so clearly?
When I received that power of the Holy Spirit, I said, God, I want to know your voice. God, I learned to listen to your voice. This may sound so stupid, but another farmer, rancher, got filled with the Spirit when I did. We said, we got to learn how to listen to the Spirit. And so we played hide-go-seek in the Spirit.
Now, what do you mean?
People are going to say, you're crazy.
Well, they already are saying that.
And I said, you go get in your pickup, and you go hide in town, and I'll ask the Holy Ghost where you're at. And so I took me a half a day to find him.
You did find him?
I found him after a half a day. We practiced like that for 6 months. And pretty soon the city was too small because I could drive right to him.
Dave, we're going to be back right after this segment. But let me tell you something. If you know someone that is sick, you make sure they get back right after this word.
We'll be right back with more of It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth back again with Dave Duell. You heard about the miracles. You saw miracles already, but that's good for them. What about you? What about you? Dave, what about those that are watching us right now? You talked about being able to cut generational curses,
yes,
like strings in the spirit off of people, and also they get healed.
Right.
What's going to happen right now?
Well, just as you were talking about that, this is the way the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate. I immediately saw in the realm of the Spirit, in my mind's eye, a man about 23 years old, dark black hair. He's a nice-looking man, but he's been under oppression for 3 years. He sits in his house, and he can't do anything. He's immobilized. And Jesus is going to set that man free today.
Now, how about others that do not fit that description?
You can hang right into it. You can come right into this thing and receive it for yourself.
Okay, I want you to pray as God's Spirit directs. You're hearing God's voice. I know that you're hearing God's voice. And I know that the miracles are going to be released in a power explosion right now. Would you look at the people and pray for them?
Yes, and you see, it's the Holy Spirit that brought us to this oppression, depression things. And so everyone that's oppressed right now, and there is a lot of people watching this thing, and we have authority in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray a little simple prayer for you. So in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, I command every oppressing spirit off of you. I command it broken. I command you released right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll tell you what, Sid, I found out the shorter the prayer, the greater the faith. You don't have to pray long prayers.
As I read the New Testament, I don't see that Jesus prayed these long, grandiose prayers that man prays.
No.
There's a big difference between religion and God. Have you noticed that?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, we've been baptized in religion. I'll tell you what, Jesus came to destroy religion. Man, I'll tell you what, the only thing he put down was religion, because religion binds up people. And Jesus came to set us free.
Now, I notice that you have a certain joy, a certain... you're not real serious and deadpan. And tell me some of the funniest miracles that you have ever participated in.
I tell you, the first devil I ever cast out of a person. You know, people out here say, "Were you devils? You mean there's devils?" First one was in a Presbyterian lady, and I was taught at that time you had to get their names. And so I said, "Come out, you had to get the demon's name." Yeah, I said, "What's your name in Jesus' name?" And for 15 minutes, I'm saying that. And all at once, this little voice comes out of her mouth. And boy, my eyes about popped out. And this demon said, "Straight hair, straight hair."
That was the name of the demon?
Yeah, that's the name of the demon. I said, "Straight hair, what do you mean straight hair?" "Straight hair." I said, "What do you do?" "She gets a permanent and I make it straight." That was his job.
And did she say that's what was happening?
And she came alive and said, "It's true, it's true." And after I get a permanent, 30 minutes it's straight. I've never been able to hold a permanent. Man, I command that devil out. It came out. She got a permanent. A week later she came and said, "Look at this." It was stuck.
Now, you did something so funny that a national television show that showed what happened, you know, on videos and things like that, they showed it. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, I was preaching and I was telling them what I heard. God laugh. God laughs. God is. Jesus came down here to show about God. And it says in Hebrews 1:9, Jesus had more joy above all his fellows. He was the happiest man on earth. And that tells me God, we have the happiest God in the universe.
So tell me what happened on that video.
And so I was telling when I heard God laugh. And I heard God laugh. He went, "Ho, ho, ho, ho." And I got so excited, I hit the pulpit and broke it. And they sent it into this TV deal and it went on. And I've been on 3 times.
And I heard God laugh.
I thought it was funny after I saw it.
Dave, but how can those that are watching us right now hear God's voice? How can those that are watching us right now have faith to believe that they can be healed?
Yes, I know. That's a process in time. We're all learning. Man, I just grew up in a normal so-called Christian family. And then after I had that explosion of the Holy Ghost, I learned how to listen to the voice of the Spirit, and the miracles start happening in my life. And the more I practiced, you see, we're afraid to practice on people. And I'd learned to listen. I don't hear, "Dave, now do this or this." I don't hear an audible voice.
What do you hear?
I'm strongly impressed. I know how the gifts function. We're spirit, soul, and body. We have a spirit, we live in a body, we have a mind, will, and emotions. And so many of us are, all we're taught all our lives is to listen to the brain. But we have a spirit, and the Holy Spirit speaks through the spirit, and we're impressed. You start functioning in the gifts, like your back problems. I can look at people and know where their back problem is. I can hear the Holy Spirit tell me exactly where it's at, where the problem's at, which leg's short. That's the way
when you prayed for me earlier, I knew I had a short leg, but there's no way you could have known unless God showed you.
That's right.
And then why did you pray to do it again?
Oh, that's just for break religion. Man, I'll tell you what, we get so religious. I believe when Jesus healed somebody, did he cry? He laughed. I could see Jesus walking around healing people, laughing. It's a joyous time. In my meetings, I have more fun than anybody else. I laugh more than anybody. It's just a joy of the Spirit to see people healed, to be set free. Man, it's just an exciting deal.
Let me ask you a question. Are you being provoked to jealousy? What you're watching right now, it's not religion. It's not tradition. It's reality. You can know the God that created this whole universe, but there is no other name given unto men in which we must be saved.
That's right.
But the name of Jesus.
That's right.
You see, if you repent of your sins, and if you make Jesus your Savior and Lord,
yes,
you then can have this life. It's abundant life. It's reality.